the ocean of dua.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll adopt a thematic approach towards supplication, and we'll have a look at supplication from the point of view of different verses of the Holy Quran, and we'll also have a look at some parts of the transmitted supplications as well as the whispered prayers. So stay with us. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil fa. Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing the different constituents of supplication. In the previous episodes, we concluded that supplication has got three constituents. The first constituent is the very kind of attraction, the permanent attraction that is within supplication. The second constituent is the supplicant. And the third one to be discussed is the one who is mad'uv, or the invoked one, which is the Almighty Allah. Regarding the first constituent, we said that the reality of supplication is attraction, and at the very same time, it is acceptance, because there are either of two kinds of acceptance in supplication: the need, which might be accepted and be granted to the supplicant, and of course the very supplication, the chance of having the ability to talk, to ask the Almighty Allah, the absolute cause, the creator of the world and the earth, to be able to ask him, is a kind of acceptance itself. Now, in the Holy Quran, we read, يَا يُهَنَّسْ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O people, you are they who stand in need of Allah, and Allah is He who is the self-sufficient, the praised one. Now, this being in need of the Almighty Allah, this state of understanding this indigence, this indigence does not mean the need for the appliances of life, the need for clothing, food, shelter, and the like. No, this is something different. Rather, this poverty is the innate indigence, which is in contrast with the innate richness. The number of those people who reach this state of mind in each century is less than the number of fingers of the hands, because there are not many who will understand and realize this fact, that all they need is the Almighty Allah, and they always stand in need of the Almighty Allah, however rich they might be. And this is the kind of understanding and thought that the Holy Quran presents regarding this supplication. Because the one who understands he is in need, the one who understands his own indigence, he is the one who will understand the need, realize the need to turn towards the Creator. Those who will reach this stage will not say, Allahumma ij'alni asulu bika 'inda ad-darurah. Oh Allah, let me resort to you when being afflicted with a calamity. No. This is because they are under the permanent influence of supplication. They do not turn to the Almighty Allah only when they are afflicted. they turn to him, even though there might not be an affliction, even though they are not in the state of iltirar. There is not even a moment of negligence in their lives. They are always present. No distractor may cause them lose their interest. The Satan has no way here, even in the initial stages, let alone the loftiest stages of knowledge and cognizance.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, "Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad." Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy will God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah, that we hear, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever.
The ocean of dua.
So dear listeners, what we have basically stated, what we read in the Holy Quran, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He said, then by thy might I will surely make them live an evil life. إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. All except thy servants, from among them, the purified ones. In other words, this verse means that lofty position is beyond Satan's reach. Because at this stage, when you are mukhlas, when you are from among those kinds, those categories of servants who are called mukhlas, their supplication, O my Lord, fill my heart with love to you and fear of you, this supplication is already answered to them. Because at this stage, the attraction between God and his servants has reached the highest degree possible, the highest degree of elevation, we can say. There is no place in their hearts for the Satan's penetration. And this is because they are among those who say, oh my God, let me be among those in whose hearts the trees of longing to you have rooted, and whose hearts have been occupied with your love, so that the best of grace they resort in the gardens of nearness and disclosure, they delight, and from the ponds of love they drink. So supplication is the attraction between the Creator and the servants, and this is the very first constituent of supplication. Understanding this kind of attraction, this kind of neediness and indigence is the key to understand the first constituent of dua and supplication. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.ir. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
To you.